In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. The 11th of January, this is a Wednesday. It's great to have you here, as it always is, everybody. As promised, President-elect Trump held a press conference today, his first since the election, as you know. As you might imagine, the questions followed the general zeitgeist, Russian espionage, border security, his cabinet picks, also this.
I have a no-conflict situation because I'm president, which is, I didn't know about that until about 3 months ago, but it's a nice thing to have. But I don't want to take advantage of something.
We're going to defer to the lawyers on the theory of that one. But the economic reality of those conflicts is where we are going to start. Trump and, more properly, his lawyer laid out new steps this morning that they say are going to sever President-elect Trump's presidency from the Trump Organization. That last bit was a quote. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going on this one from New York.
Trump plans to transfer his assets to a trust. It's not blind or independent in the sense that it'll be run by his oldest sons and a longtime company executive. Family management of business operations and lack of an asset sale or blind trust fall short of what government ethics experts in both parties want. Trump's lawyer says this new arrangement means Trump won't be able to make decisions to help his financial interests because he'll only know what's happening with his businesses based on what he hears in the press. Government ethics experts don't buy that argument.
That's laughable. He's got his sons running the businesses.
Danielle Bryan is executive director of the Project on Government Oversight.
The family dinner is not going to be monitored to make sure that the sons aren't talking to their father about what's going on.
Asked about his tax returns, Trump repeated that he won't release them while the IRS is auditing them, and he added this.
You learn very little from a tax return.
It's true he has filed other disclosures, but there's plenty more to be learned from tax returns, which every recent president has released.
What is the interest that he's paying on his debt? That's the kind of thing that can give a clue. If it's massive, then that's something for us to be looking at.
The Emoluments Clause of the Constitution also came up today. That's a tidbit that was obscure until Trump's election because it deals with enrichment of U.S. officials by foreign governments. Its relevance here is a subject of legal debate. What's new is that even while arguing the clause does not apply to Trump, his lawyer, Sherry Dillon, said today the hotel business, at least, will make a change.
He is going to voluntarily donate all profits from foreign government payments made to his hotels to the United States Treasury.
That's oddly incomplete for Meredith McGeehee, policy chief at Issue One, a nonprofit government watchdog.
The only thing he was talking about going to the Treasury were foreign profits from the hotel, not from any other part of his business empire.
The Trump team is arguing that all these are major moves they're making, and they are. And that some of the further steps the ethics community wants would be really difficult, and they would. But the presidency is a job that requires people to do hard things, which is why critics in both parties will keep pushing for more. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.